there it is, Mr. Allen. Welcome to the National Antique Database System.
Very impressive, Eugene. Come look, Joanne.
Coming.
All you have to do now is input your membership number and you'll have access to pricing, inventory, a search mode, and even a chat group. See?
That's amazing, Eugene.
And it's very easy to use as well.
That's a relief. Pocket calculators still scare the living daylights out of me.
Would you like to, so to speak, give it a whirl?
Can I? I'm not sure where to start.
Oh, you should ask it about those antiques we brought back from the Philippines. The jade box and that ornate chest of drawers.
Good idea. Just type it in here, Eugene?
Correct. Then move the pointer to that box and click.
Oh, boy, look at that. Oh, this is going to make our life a lot easier. Thank you, Eugene.
Well, actually, you should thank Katrina. She's the one who discovered the website on the internet.
Then thank you, Katrina.
Well, where is she these days? Still studying in Chicago?
Yes, though she's here visiting for the next few days.
Oh, we didn't mean to take you away from her.
Oh, you didn't. She's out with some of her friends from Campbell College this afternoon. Her family is coming this weekend to visit as well. We thought we would celebrate Valentine's Day together.
Oh, how romantic. Do you get along with them? Her parents, I mean?
Oh, as long as I'm here and they're in Chicago, I do.
Oh. Look at all the information here. This is fantastic.
Uh-huh. Simply click on that icon and it'll print out whatever information you need.
Oh. Good.
I have to say, Eugene, that it doesn't seem like you and Katrina are engaged. It must be hard living so far away from each other.
Well, you and Mr. Allen would understand better than most, considering your long-distance engagement. Sometimes we have a difficult time believing in ourselves. We haven't even had time to choose a ring for her.
A ring?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have to have a ring. I could recommend a jeweler in Chicago if you're interested.
Chicago? What's wrong with buying a ring right here in Odyssey? Or right here, as a matter of fact. Have you seen our jewelry selection, Eugene?
Well, actually, no, I haven't.
They're over here.
You know, it never occurred to me to look at rings in an antique shop.
Sometimes the oldest are the best. Well, you'll find some beautiful designs no one makes anymore.
We try to keep a nice selection.
Very nice.
I think the problem is that you and Katrina haven't had a proper engagement party.
Engagement party?
You two got engaged and then word got around, but it's not like anybody threw you a party. I think it's time.
Well, that's very thoughtful, but... Oh, that is a beautiful ring. May I see it?
Of course. This one came from the Fremont estate. Apparently, it was Mrs. Fremont's engagement ring. She never wore it, though. I think it was too unassuming for her.
Unassuming? Is that a sapphire in the center?
Uh-huh, a Ceylon sapphire, surrounded by 10 diamonds on a solid gold ring.
Oh, it's dazzling, but discreetly understated. I believe Katrina would love this ring. She loves sapphires, and she always hoped her engagement ring would be more than just a diamond. Can you size it?
We have the technology.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, I'd love to surprise her with it while she's still in town.
Then consider it done.
That settles it. We'll have an engagement party for you this weekend.
This weekend?
Valentine's Day weekend. It's so appropriate.
You could surprise her with the ring.
Oh, it's a wonderful idea. An excellent notion. A fantastic concept. But isn't it rather short notice?
Are you kidding? Short notice is what we do best. Leave everything to me.
Well, if you're certain...
I'd be honored, Eugene. I want to give you and Katrina a party you'll never forget.
So I had lunch with some friends from the college and stopped by here to meet Eugene.
Oh, well, we're glad you did, Katrina.
Thanks. Eugene told me that your parents are coming to visit this weekend.
Yes, I suppose you could call it a family Valentine's Day get-together.
Your parents are coming? Well, good. I'd sure like to meet them. Tell them one or two things about Eugene.
Now, Mr. Riley, what could you possibly tell them that I haven't already?
Well, now that you mention it...
Give me a chance, Katrina. I'm sure I got plenty on Eugene that you don't know.
Oh,
Bernard.
Now, let us in on the behind-the-scenes story. Now, what do your parents really think of you marrying Eugene?
Now, you don't want to put her on the spot, Tom.
Well, sure he does. That's why he's asked in front of everybody. Spill the beans, Katrina.
Yeah, I've been wondering myself. What do your parents think?
Well, they think Eugene is very intelligent and sincere and probably the best person I could marry.
Sounds like she's touting the company line to me.
Just like I figured.
Why? What do all of you think about me marrying Eugene? Out with it. Well, I'm all for it. I think you're made for each other.
Yeah, and that's what worries us.
Yeah, I certainly never figured Eugene would find anyone so well suited to him.
Not in the human category, at least.
Oh, now stop it.
Thank you. I'm flattered, I guess.
I think it's safe to say that everybody is thrilled that you're getting married, Katrina.
Well, it sure took you long enough. But we knew you would. Oh, why's that? Because you love each other and should spend the rest of your lives together. Why else? Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, boy, I'm going to be sick if it gets any sweeter.
I've got a bucket on the porch.
Oh, the only thing that bothers me is that you two are so far away from each other. It just isn't right, I reckon. It's not healthy for the two of you to be apart so much.
And I disagree. Any distance from Eugene is bound to help their relationship.
You know what I'm saying. An engaged couple should be together. That's my vote.
And more affectionate, since we're talking about it. What? Affectionate. You know, wishy-gushy.
Now I'm going to be sick.
Bushy-gushy? Wait, you two are hopeless. You never hold hands or... Okay, has anybody here ever seen Eugene kiss Katrina?
Why would we want to?
Isn't it normal for engaged couples to kiss every once in a while?
Connie, we are not the kind of people who enjoy overt public displays of affection.
Well, I don't mean you have to start drooling all over each other or anything, but, like, you know, when you first see each other, isn't it normal to kiss hello?
Well...
Greetings, one and all. Hello, Katrina.
Hello.
What's wrong? You're all looking at me as if I've just grown a third nostril. See what? Have I grown a third nostril?
Eugene, Connie thinks a kiss hello would be appropriate behavior.
Connie wants me to kiss her hello?
No, me.
She wants you to kiss her hello?
No, Eugene.
We should all kiss hello? One big sloppy smooch fest?
Well, when you put it like that.
Kissing notwithstanding, I am glad you are all here, because I would like to make an announcement.
Don't tell me you're engaged again.
Very close, Mr. Riley. I am engaged, yes, but wish to announce a party to celebrate that fact.
An engagement party!
That's a good idea.
Why didn't I think of that?
An engagement party for us?
None other. Sponsored by Jack and Joanne Allen at their antique gallery this Saturday evening at 7.
Oh, that's very nice.
Dreams by Constance would have done it much better.
Dreams by Constance did not offer. What do you think, Katrina?
I think it's a marvelous idea, and my parents will be here for it.
Precisely. We will eat, drink, and merrily commemorate our betrothal. And there will be a surprise.
A surprise? Mm-hmm. Oh, Eugene, an engagement party on Valentine's Day. That's wonderful. You're wonderful.
Connie, you were saying about kissing?
Never mind.
Yeah, where's that bucket?
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. I think it's time for a toast.
Oh, yes.
First, I'd like to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Shanks to our little shindig.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here for this occasion.
Mm-hmm. Before our toast, though, I'd like to hand things over to Eugene for a special...
Mr. Allen, if you don't mind my interrupting before Eugene makes his speech, I have a little presentation of my own that I'd like to make.
Oh, well, go right ahead.
No, thank you. I won't dilly-dally around with a long speech. I just want to say, on behalf of my wife and myself, how pleased we are about this engagement. It was a roller coaster ride getting to this point, but now that we're here, we couldn't be happier with Eugene's wise choice in a wife or Katrina's selection of a partner. As everybody knows, for one reason or another, Katrina hasn't been given an engagement ring.
Mr. Shanks,
explanations are needed, Eugene, because Mrs. Shanks and I were hoping you'd allow us to honor a timeless family tradition to present Katrina with this. Katrina?
What are you up to, Daddy?
Katrina, this ring belonged to your great-grandmother Porcelain. It was given to her by her husband to be Swindon Shanks for their engagement. We want you to have it now as your engagement ring.
Oh, Daddy, it's beautiful.
Do you see, Eugene?
Oh, yes, I see. It's very nice.
May it bring you lifelong happiness, as it did your great-grandmother.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
You're welcome, dear.
Eugene, I think you wanted to make a presentation.
Oh, well, I believe you've said all that can be said. All that's left to do is to raise a toast. Mr. Allen?
A toast, right. Everyone, raise your glasses of punch. To Eugene and Katrina, on the occasion of their betrothal. May God bring you blessings and growth in your future together.
Amen.
Yes, our future together.
Eugene, what are you doing here? The party's in the other room.
Oh, I thought I'd take a moment to check your computer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That was quite a surprise, Mr. Shanks, bringing an engagement ring.
It certainly was. It was downright embarrassing.
Yes. You hate to show up your future father-in-law in front of everybody like that.
Show him up? Well, I beg to differ, Mr. Allen. My ring was a mere trifle compared to that ring. Is it too late to return my ring to you?
No, I'll take it back. But do you really want to?
Well, there's no point in keeping it now.
I don't agree. You bought the ring because you thought Katrina would love it.
But why would she wear it now? You saw the ring Mr. Shanks brought. It's magnificent.
Oh, it's a great piece of work, yes. In fact, it looks to me like a 19th century Rothschild design.
You're not making me feel any better.
I'm sorry, but what I'm trying to say is it doesn't matter what kind of ring he brought, Eugene. You're not in competition with your father-in-law.
Aren't I? Most of the time, it feels as though I were.
Well, you're not. The ring you bought for Katrina has value because it's from you. It's from your heart. And I think you should give it to her.
Now? In front of everyone?
No. Give it to her later when you can explain what happened. Mm. Then the two of you can figure out the best way to handle her family.
Do you really think so?
Yes, I think so.
Then I will.
That was delightful. I do so like your friends, Katrina. I'm glad, Mom.
Are you coming up?
I'll be up in a minute. I want to say goodnight to Eugene here.
Of course. Thank you for a wonderful evening, Eugene.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you for the surprise.
You're welcome. Good night. Push the button, Millie, fourth floor.
Oh, yes, of course, dear. There you go. Well, are you going to tell me what's wrong?
I beg your pardon?
Eugene, you've been acting strange ever since Daddy gave me the ring. Do you want to tell me why?
Was it noticeable?
It was to me. What's wrong? Don't you like the ring?
Oh, like the ring? On the contrary, I think it's a magnificent ring. Stupendous, in fact. Colossal. Unbelievably.
Okay, Eugene, I understand. You like the ring. So what's wrong?
Well, if I seem surprised and somewhat put off, perhaps, by your father's gesture, it's only because it took away from my own surprise. Not only took away from it, but obliterated it completely.
You mean my father's surprise wasn't the surprise you mentioned the other day?
No, not at all. I don't suppose it'll do any harm for you to see it now.
See what?
This.
Eugene, you bought me a ring? Eugene, it's perfect.
I thought you would think so.
Oh, I have to put it on right away. Here, hold Daddy's ring. It fits. You had it sized.
Of course.
Oh, Eugene, I love it. It's wonderful. It's magnificent. It's colossal.
I thought so, too. Oh. Which is why it took the proverbial wind out of my sails when your father suddenly came forward with a family ring.
I don't care about that, Eugene. I'll wear it on my other hand. This is my engagement ring.
Katrina, are you sure?
Eugene, you're the man I'm going to marry, right?
Right.
And you gave me this ring, am I correct?
You are correct.
Well, then this is my engagement ring.
I'm pleased, Katrina. I couldn't be more pleased, but your family seem to have their hearts set on you wearing your great-grandmother's ring. What will they say about all this?
Well, let's go up to their room and find out.
You want to wear that trinket from Eugene over a valuable family jewel?
Trinket?
I'm sorry, Eugene, but we're men. Let's call a spade a spade.
Mr. Shanks, had I given Katrina a shovel, then yes, we could call a spade a spade. As it is, we're discussing rings.
And this isn't a trinket. Well, it is compared to your great-grandmother's ring.
We can't make you wear the family ring, obviously, but we would be dishonest if we didn't tell you how unhappy we'll be if you don't wear it.
I'm sorry you feel that way. Is this how it's going to be? Is this a foreshadowing of the future? You're going to reject our family traditions out of hand? Oh, Mother, don't be overdramatic. I simply want to wear the ring that my husband-to-be has given me. Why does it have to be a life-changing event? Oh, our only daughter is getting married, and we're not supposed to think of it as life-changing. Pardon me. I need a handkerchief. I don't think I can discuss this any longer.
Mrs. Shanks, please.
See what you've done? She'll be in there for hours, and I'll have to use the bathroom in the lobby.
Daddy, why does this have to be so difficult?
Yes, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to cause any...
I think it would be best if you left now, Eugene. This is a family matter.
He is family, Daddy.
This is not the time to quibble over semantics, Eugene.
Yes, I believe it would be best if I left.
All right, I'll talk to you in the morning at Wits' End.
Yes. Good night, Katrina.
Good night. Now, Daddy, let's be reasonable about this.
Reasonable? We're being...
The perfect end to a perfect evening.
Eugene.
Hey, I didn't expect you to come in today. What are you doing here?
I'm meeting Katrina, if you don't mind.
Why would I mind?
Eugene, you don't look very well. Are you coming down with something?
Possibly. I believe it's a condition related to problems with one's future in-laws.
Oh.
I thought the party was a success.
The party was, but the ring caused a slight problem.
Uh-oh.
Well, Katrina seemed thrilled with it.
Well, she was, but she was even more thrilled with the ring I gave to her later.
You gave her a ring? Oh, Eugene, you thought the idea up all by yourself?
Yes, all by myself. I'm not completely oblivious to the customs of betrothal, though Mr. and Mrs. Shanks would probably prefer that I were.
Oh, I get it. The family ring versus your ring.
Ouch.
Good morning.
Good morning, Katrina.
Hi.
Were you able to sleep?
Not much.
Well, if you two will excuse us, we have, you know.
We do?
Come on, Connie.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker. So, Katrina, how did things go after I made my ignoble egress?
Oh, Eugene, we fought late into the night and we didn't resolve a thing. It's a mess. I can't believe my parents are being so stubborn.
I knew that trait came from somewhere.
What? You think I'm being stubborn?
Well, of course you are. Oh, not that there's anything wrong with that in some cases.
Well, what do you think we should do?
Well, I thought about it most of the night, and I've come to the conclusion that in the name of family peace, you should wear your great-grandmother's ring, and I shall return to Jack the ring I bought.
Oh, Eugene.
Katrina, are you willing to allow this trinket, as your father calls it, to get in the way of your relationship with your parents?
Well, are they willing to let it get in the way of my relationship with you?
It won't if we don't let it. I would like to believe that our love is stronger than that. I didn't buy this ring to become a symbol of disunity, but of unity. Please, Katrina, reconcile with your parents. Let's take the ring back, and you'll wear the family ring for our engagement.
Tell me from your heart, do you really want me to?
No. But it seems like it's the right thing to do.
I think it's terribly sad. The ring looked so good on you.
I agree, Mrs. Allen.
Please, this is hard enough as it is.
May I take a look at your father's ring, please?
Certainly.
Are you sure you want to return your ring, Eugene?
For the final time, yes. Why, Mr. Allen?
Well, you know, I'm not one to play armchair advisor, but take a look at this printout from the antique database. Oh, here comes your father.
Good morning, everybody. Katrina, Eugene. Witt said I'd find you here. Your mother is in the car. She didn't want to come in because her eyes were so red-ribbed from crying all night. We're ready to go home.
Well, you'll be happy to know that you got what you want, Daddy. Tell Mom to stop pouting. Eugene is returning our engagement ring.
Really? Well, that's very wise of you, Eugene. Eugene, it's rude to read when you're being spoken to.
Yes, wise. Though I'm not returning it for the reasons you might think.
Oh?
I'm returning it because I happen to believe that relationships are more important than objects.
That's very noble of you.
Does that mean you agree, Daddy? Your ring isn't more important than a relationship?
I didn't say that. Admittedly, it would make your mother happy for you to continue a family tradition. For me, it's far more practical. I mean, look at your great-grandmother's ring. Isn't it beautiful? Now, compare it to the ring Eugene brought you. I mean, no offense, Eugene, but I have to make a point. There's no comparison. You can see the worth of one over the other.
Actually, Mr. Shanks, you may be right. Mr. Allen?
Yes, Eugene. He is right.
What do you mean?
Mr. Allen, perhaps you should explain?
Me? Oh, well, if you insist.
Be my guest?
Yes. Mr. Shanks, when was the last time you had your family ring looked at by a jeweler and valued for its real worth?
I never have. It's been handed down through the family. We assumed its worth based on family information. Why, what's this all about, Eugene?
Eugene is holding a printout from the National Antique Database. You see, just for fun, I did some checking on your ring.
And?
And your ring isn't worth more than Eugene's ring. In fact, it's worth a lot less according to the national standard.
What? Impossible! It's over 100 years old. A genuine Rothschild. It's a one-of-a-kind ring.
Actually, it's not. I wasn't certain until I examined the ring just now, but it's a Steinbeck's of New York.
Really? A Steinbeck's?
Yes, but do you know what a Steinbeck's of New York was?
A famous jeweler, huh?
A famous costume jeweler. It was a company that specialized in using fake stones to mimic expensive designs.
What?
See, the gems in this ring aren't gems at all. And the ring's worth is only as a novelty, a collector's item. I'd give you maybe $100 for it, but no more.
But what about Eugene's ring, Mr. Allen?
It's a genuine Ceylon sapphire surrounded by 10 small diamonds on a gold ring. Its worth is probably 20 times more.
Oh, you're only saying this because you want Eugene to keep his ring.
Mr. Shanks, the information is all here, complete with scanned photos.
Besides, Mr. Shanks, it would be breaking the law for Jack to give you a false estimate of either ring's value.
This has nothing to do with sentimental value. There are some things you can't put a price on, especially when they're given from the heart.
Would you say that this ring is from the heart, Mr. Shanks?
I don't believe it. It's junk jewelry, our family ring. Let me have that ring, Katrina.
Here.
Three generations have been passing this ring around. And it's costume jewelry. All this fuss over this ugly little...
Ugly? You don't even like the ring, Daddy?
Not really. It's your mother who was always so keen on it. I only cared because I thought it was worth something. But now, it's not worth
it. Wait. Does that mean you don't want me to wear it?
Maybe it's time you two started a new family tradition. Wait until your mother finds out.
Are you sure you should tell her, sir? Won't she cry all the way home?
Are you kidding? I'll be crying all the way home. some jewelry. I can't believe it.
So, was that his goodbye?
Yes, I'm afraid so. His goodbye and probably his apology, too. Mm. You have to read between the lines with Daddy sometimes.
Now, about this engagement ring, are you still going to return it?
We've obviously gone from too many rings to not enough. Katrina?
Yes?
Will you accept this token as a symbol of our betrothal, knowing that my heart's desire is to make you my wife?
Oh, I will.
Thank you. Well, I'm certainly glad everything's settled.
Settled? I don't remember any announcement about when you're getting married. Have you decided on a date for the wedding?
Date for the wedding? I can't think about that now. If my parents act this crazy over an engagement ring, arranging a wedding is going to be a nightmare.
Well, we could always elope.
Elope?
No, you wouldn't. Would you?
That's not fair. Are you thinking of eloping?
It's not polite to stand there smiling like that. Eugene? Katrina?
It's so easy to let little things get in the way of our relationships with other people. How often have you fought with a brother or sister or friend about something that really wasn't important? How many times have you nearly wrecked a relationship because you wanted to have your way over somebody else? If as Christians we're filled with the love of God, then we should remember Paul's description of love in 1 Corinthians 13. Do you remember it? In verse 4 he wrote that love is patient and kind. Love envies no one, is never boastful, is never conceited, never rude. Love is never selfish, never quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrongs, takes no pleasure in sins of others, but delights in the truth. There is nothing love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, its hope, its endurance. Powerful words, huh? Maybe now is a good time to stop and think about those people you're not getting along with and set things right with them. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Wrapped Around Your Finger was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dwayne Harms. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.